There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the restless spirits of St. Ignatius Hospital with Val Gregory. Share a couple stories that you've had over the years there that really stand out to you that have happened.
So probably one of the craziest ones that just happened to me, I would say like 3 weeks ago, I had a private tour there. There were four people in the building. I could see on the camera that they were up in the nuns area. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sneak up to the second floor and adjust my camera. I have a camera that goes outside so I can see if anybody drives into my parking lot. So I went up to the second floor. I was adjusting the camera. As I'm adjusting the camera, I can hear walking in the hallway behind me. And I know that these people are still on the fourth floor because I have cameras on my phone. So I looked and I could see that they were still way up at the top. I could hear something walking because it was walking on the paint chips on the ground. So I could hear crunching. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And so I just said, hey, it's just me. I'm just adjusting my camera. Like, you know, don't scare me. And then it stopped. And then all of a sudden I could hear it walking down the hall the other way. So I poked my head out and there's nothing there. And I looked on the cameras and there was nothing there, but I could clearly hear footsteps. As I started walking down that long hallway, I felt just like I walked through a refrigerator. It was just this instant that it was freezing cold and it hit me right in the face. And I have never felt that before on any of my investigations or just being in the building by myself, that I was just like, I don't know what just happened. And the hair stood up on my neck and I was like, I'm just going to get that back to the warm room. So I just scurried down the stairs and went down to my warm room. And I just sat there for a minute And finally, I went upstairs and got the other four people that were on the investigation. I go, you got to come down to the second floor. This is what just happened to me. And then that whole night, that floor was just super active. The REM pods were going off. They caught some photos. They got tons of EVPs. And that's kind of a floor that I kind of don't go to a lot. I usually don't have a lot of activity. But that night, whatever it was, they definitely had populated the second floor. So wow. That was terrifying. Again, here I am by myself on the second floor.
Yeah.
I did have a group of kids in there about probably 8 years ago after a homecoming dance. And we made it to the fourth floor. And then all of a sudden, I would say all hell broke loose. We could hear what sounded like five people running up the stairs at us. When I put my light down through the stairwell, which you can see all the way to the bottom, there was nobody on the stairs, but we could still hear it. And it was coming right towards us. Now, what made me do this is beyond me. I don't know. But I ran towards it. As soon as I got to the third floor landing, it stopped, and it was the eeriest, creepiest feeling I've ever had because it was silent. You couldn't hear anything in that building. And by that time, I look up and all the kids are crying because it was scary. And then we could hear doors start opening and shutting on the fourth floor, and that's the floor that we were on. So we got out of the building. I said, we just got out, get out of the building. I don't know what this is. My son and another tour guide went back in to make sure that nobody had broke in. And there, I looked at all the cameras and everything, and there had been nobody in the building. So that was probably my creepiest night because it was so loud and it lasted so long. It wasn't just an instant. It kept doing it.
And you know, those kids to this day have that story to tell.
Their parents, I see their parents all the time, and they said to me, at least you know they were never going to break in your building. I go, that's true. I go, they to this day will never come back to St. Ignatius.
And they convinced several other friends to never break in as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, have you seen, with all the different groups who've come in, some kind of consistencies? Because I was reading about a gentleman who died. He worked at the railroad.
Yeah. E.F. Martin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's him, but it's definitely, I think it's a railroad guy. He was the first death in the hospital, and he was crushed between two railroad cars when they were bringing the railroad through Colfax. And the reason I say that is a lot of times people will see a man who looks like he's in like a railroad outfit, like a some, you know, kind of like bibbed overalls. And a lot of times on the phasma boxes or the spirit boxes, they will hear train whistles. And it's usually when we're talking to him or trying to talk to him, you'll hear these train whistles. So that's where they kind of got the correlation between him and him being in the hospital, is because of some of the evidence that people have caught.
That's interesting, because that could be, that was documented. That really did happen, yeah. And he was there.
Yeah. And then when it was the insane asylum times, the man who built, who bought the place, he really was, I would say, ahead of his time. He integrated the people in the home into our community, which was kind of rare back in the 1970s, because what they did with people was really just lock them up.
Right.
And he did not. He opened the doors. They could walk downtown. So all of these people that lived there used to come to my volleyball and basketball games. So I knew almost every single person that lived at St. Ignatius. So we talk about Rose and we talk about Joe and Denzel. They became part of our community and we loved them. They were great. And I know not everybody has people they were schizophrenic. Some were schizophrenic. Some were just developmentally disabled. Each had different levels of care depending on what floor they were on. But they really did become like family members to us. And so when I go in there and do investigations, I love it if it says I'm Rose or I'm Bubbles or I'm Joe, because those were people that I actually grew up with and knew. And So I love it. I'm like, oh, I knew Joe or I knew Denzel. And so that even makes it more interesting to me because I did know some of these people who live there. And so did other people that come on my tours. So
I love that you have such a connection with the hospital and the community and that, you know, these people who lived at the hospital came to your games. Like, who would have known when your little Val playing a volleyball game that years later you would be hosting the paranormal tours there?
Exactly. And it does help with the tours, too, knowing that, like, there was one guy, his name was Norman Murphy. He was my favorite. He wrote his name on everything throughout the building. And then when he would introduce himself to you, he would say, I'm Norman Murphy, Murphy Norman. That's how he would say his name is frontwards and back. And sometimes on our tours, you'll hear on the spirit box or on the ovulus, it'll say, I'm Norman. And I'm like, oh, that's Norman Murphy. And then I tell the story of Norman Murphy because I knew him. So that even adds to the tour, knowing that this could be somebody that we knew because we do know the names of the people who live there.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps. And I know some of the people that have come on our tours like that, they go, that was the best thing ever that you actually had a connection with the person that may have been talking to us.
And to have the connection with the community and the hospital and all of that, I think it's just, I think it's really interesting. You never know where your life's going to go.
I would have never guessed that my retirement years would be a paranormal right? investigator, but it has been the funnest thing I've ever done. So I love it.
Now, I was looking at the ColfaxHauntedHospital.com page, and there was an EVP, and I'm going to try to play it.
Okay.
And it says the two people in the room do not even hear this. They keep on talking. So do you know which EVP I'm talking about? Okay.
That's me and my cousin Janine.
Okay.
And this was our second day in the building on a side of the building we don't go to anymore because the floor is kind of bad over there. But yeah, this is me and Janine.
Okay, here is the audio. That creeps me out so much. So I'm assuming what you didn't hear was what sounded like horrific screaming.
Horrific screaming. We just kept talking. Like, we didn't even respond to it, Janine and I. And then Janine and I didn't listen to that for probably 2 weeks because we were cleaning the building and really hustling around trying to get stuff done. And one night, her and I were done with a ghost hunt. And she lives in the small town of Steptoe, too, where I live. She lives across the road. There's only 80 of us, so that's not a big road. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We just got home and she was listening to the stuff. She calls me and she goes, you have to get over to my house right now. So I go to my cousin's house at 1 o'clock in the morning. She plays that and I was terrified. I go, Janine, we didn't hear that. What is that? And she goes, I have no idea what that was.
And it's so loud. It's drowning you out.
We didn't hear it at all. No.
I thought that was so interesting.
And I probably wouldn't have gone back in there if I would have heard that, like, with my own ears. I would have been like, no way. No way am I coming back in here.
And just some of these pictures, like, there's some orb pictures. I've never seen anything quite like them.
Yeah.
There's one, a handprint on an arm during a tour, which looks like fingerprints.
That girl was interesting because she was a skeptic. I'll never forget her. And it was middle of winter, and we all had these big puffy coats on because it's so cold. And she says to me, we were in Rose's room, and she says, my arm is burning. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, I don't know. It feels like somebody slapped me. So she takes off her big coat and takes off her sweatshirt, and I couldn't even believe it because she was with me the whole time. Somebody would have really had to hit her hard to make that red hand imprint, and she was with me the whole entire time. I didn't even know who she was, and at that point, she was not a skeptic anymore. She became probably my best investigator after that day.
And it's not like it's a burn because she would have had the burn before she got there.
Yeah,
she would have known.
And that was the one that blew my mind. And then I told her, I go, can I take a picture? And she goes, yeah, absolutely. And I don't know what the girl's name is. I don't know who she is, but it was middle of winter. So like we all have these huge coats on. I'm like, nobody could have hit her that hard to make that kind of an imprint.
Then there's another picture. There's a staircase and probably some kind of piece of equipment to investigate with. But it's weird. It looks like this gray fog hand.
Yeah.
What the heck?
That's a new one that a guy just took this year. And him and I were standing on the stairwell and we just left Rose's room. So what he's holding is an ovulus. And it just spits out words because it has a different
face. Oh, yes, yes. Now I see. Yeah. I got to look.
And so we just left Rose's room. And in Rose's room, she loved beer. So on her chart, they said that she could have a Coors. She loved Coors banquet beer. And this was when, during the insane asylum times. She could have a beer PRN, so as needed. So everybody brings Rose beer. So there's like tons of Coors cans in Rose's room. And we had just walked out of Rose's room, and that's when the ovulus said beer. And so he said, can you take a picture of this so I can show my wife? Because she was sitting down in the warm room. I'm like, yes. So all I did was stand over him, take a picture. We don't see this hand, this gray, creepy-looking hand. And when we got down to the warm room, I go, oh, let me send that to you. As soon as I look at it on my phone, I look at him, and he's like, what is that? And I said, I have no idea, but it was right next to us on the stairwell. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't have taken the picture and seen it like instantly right then, I would have thought somebody had like faked it. Because he goes, this doesn't even look real. I go, I know. But I go, I just took a picture. That's all I did. Like, and here we are like 3 seconds later down in this room. So
it's like, I'm not that good at Photoshop. To that quickly.
No, me neither. I can barely turn my phone on. So I'm like, I don't know what. So him and I were just amazed. And he has that picture now. And every once in a while, he'll post it. I love it. He just posted it the other day. And I said, I will never forget that tour. It was so good.
Well, and everyone needs to go to the ColfaxHauntedHospital.com page. And it's on the paranormal activity page. Because it's incredible. Because it looks like a dark rain cloud. That kind of dark gray. Everything else is in color on the screen. And then this weird hand.
Just comes out.
Yeah.
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 Because a lot of times you get a picture and somebody goes, look, do you see the woman? And I'm like, you're like, not really.
People say that to me all the time. They go, do you see it? I go, I don't. I go, what is it?
Well, but these pictures are different. Like one of these orbs looks like it's sitting on this woman's face. You know, it's just and got some weird thing coming out of it. I don't know. Yeah. But it's just, it's fascinating to me that you get that kind of evidence.
Yeah, every night's different. And another thing that I think I've figured out, even though I'm just a tour guide, is that I think people bring things with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think certain people have energy. Like, I don't think it's bad or, you know, but I do think that people have energy that they bring with them that changes each tour. So, like, I have this one guy who's been like 10 times, and every time he comes on my tour, I know it's going to be a good night because whatever he brings with him sets off equipment, we'll get EVPs. I have no idea who it is or what it is, but I definitely think people bring things with them and then take them with them when they leave. I don't think they stay with me, but I think that's why every night is different. I think it depends on the people that are there.
I agree with that because I do think just like we can feel a person's energy. I always use the analogy of, when you go to a party and there's that one guy there nobody really likes and, you know, and you get that feeling. It's like, oh, crap, Kevin's here. You know, you get
exactly
that feeling.
Right.
And so it's kind of like that, but we can't see the other party goers. And then, you know, so they see, you know, us and they kind of pick up on what we're giving them in an energy way.
Yeah, Yeah, it's so, and I would have never known that unless I did these tours all the time and saw how every night was kind of different, and then how certain people have a different energy that they bring. I would have never guessed that, but now I definitely look for that when people come to my tours. I think the other thing too that's great about St. Ignatius is we only let 10 people on our tours, on each tour. So we keep the tours really small, and so you have a great experience. So if you're in a group of two people, you can go up to a floor that nobody's on. We always tell people, oh, just stay on different floors, and then you won't interrupt each other. And then we also give them like ovuluses and REM pods, and we have phasma boxes, and we have SLS cameras. So everybody gets equipment and can use any equipment that they want on the tour, and we'll go help them if they don't know how to use equipment. We teach them how to use it, and we'll sit and investigate with them if they want us to. But I really kind of leave it up to them on what experience they want to have at the hospital.
Yeah, because I was trying to edit something recently on a ghost hunt that I went on, but there were so many people.
Yeah,
that I can't tell if I'm getting an EVP or not. I ended up not using any of it because right. It just didn't really, you couldn't tell. Yeah.
And we go to a lot of different places for that reason. Like I like to see how they do their tours. And I've learned a lot of things from the different places, like good things and then other things not to do. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I've learned is that I love that we only let 10 people. Because when you go and investigate, and there's a lot more investigators now, you know, there's a lot more people that are, that their hobbies are investigations compared to when I first started, nobody had ever been on an investigation and it really didn't matter if there was 20 people in the building, but now it's a big hobby for people. And people want to catch things. So I want to make sure that they have a great experience. And with only 10 people in the building, you're going to have a great experience because everybody's always very cordial to each other. Everybody's very respectful to each other. And a lot of times you'll see the groups join with each other and they'll do an investigation together and they become friends or they'll start groups together. So it's one thing that I told the new owner, I said, please don't tell me that I have to have 20 to 50 people on my tour because I won't do it. Like, I just don't want to do that. I want people to have a great experience when they come.
Because I know that night that we did that tour, there was no way I'm ever going to pick up on anything because I'm surrounded by people the whole night.
Yeah.
And so as I'm listening back to the audio, I actually had other things happen when we were the only ones there.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the interview before we did the ghost hunt. But it was just the ghost hunt itself was just loud and a lot of people talking. And I think our group was at least 8 people just in one group. There was like 4 groups that size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, my building's not, you know, it's 50,000 square feet, but it's still not that big compared to like the Waverly Hills or the Trans-Alleghenies. Those are huge. But still, I just want them to have an experience. And I really want them to have an experience because I'm located in the middle of a wheat field, in the middle of nowhere. You know, my closest town is over an hour away, which is Spokane, Washington. I am close to Pullman, Washington, which is Washington State University, and Moscow, Idaho, which is the University of Idaho. So I do have lots of students, like, you know, college students that come on my tours. But I had to build a market that brought people back because they had such a great experience. So I really depend on my returning customers because of my location. I'm not near a big town. So I really had to think it through when I was planning the tours, and I really just stuck with it from the beginning. I didn't want to have big groups.
Yeah, because you are the destination. It's not
I'm the destination. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not just passing through because there is no way to pass through.
Right.
I mean,
And so when you do these tours, you do different types of tours, right?
Yeah. We do. Like over the years, I've really expanded things. So we do a 2-hour tour, which is kind of more for the novice people who just kind of want to look around, and I'll give them equipment and stuff, but usually not the, like the SLS cameras or anything like that. But, and then we'll do, we do a 3-hour investigation. We do 4-hour, and then we do a 6-hour, and then people can also do private investigations where they rent out the building, and we offer 3-hour, 4-hour, and 6-hour tours for those. And then we added the game of Clue. So we do an interactive Clue game in the building where you have to find the weapons and the people and where the person was murdered. It is so fun. It's probably one of my funnest things that I do. And that way they get to see the whole building too. And we also play hide and seek in there, which is terrifying because I never know where people are.
Exactly. And they're going to jump out at any second.
We do historic tours too, like day tours. One of my funnest ones that I just started, and I got this idea from a different location, from a bigger location in Pennsylvania. We started junior paranormal investigations where they're 2 hours long. It's cheaper. They can bring kids from 7 years old to 13 years old because we only let 14 years old and up on our night tours. And we do them usually in the afternoon, so it's still light in the building. But there's so many kids that are really interested in the paranormal that I was like, this is a fun way to get them involved. Their families love it. So my junior paranormal usually always sell out, and their parents come with them, and I take them and I stay with the groups and I show them how the equipment works. And we use all of the equipment. We set up different experiments. And they'll videotape sometimes. They'll show their friends. And so that's one of the newest ones that we just started this year. And I love it. It's probably one of my funnest tours that I do is with the younger kids.
Now, Val, are you working like 100 hours a week? Or do you have a pretty good staff to help you out?
I'm by myself. But I do talk my son into helping every once in a while. But he's a researcher at Washington State University, so he has a real job. But he'll help me on the weekends. I do have about 4 of the best friends in the whole wide world because they are my volunteers, and they will come and help me if I need it, if I have a lot of tours. Like in September and October, I have to call in the troops. They come and help me. I'm on every tour, but a lot of times they have to help me because we're trying to get more than one group in. You know, like we usually give ourselves an hour between tours in October, but we'll do 3 to 4 tours a day in October. So I had to call in the
troops. So you are working 100 hours a week.
In October. I work every single day, every single night, but it's the best. It's my favorite month. But no, usually I just work on the weekends and I go in there and it's fun. And I don't know. I love it. I'll keep doing it until I can. I'm almost 60 years old, so I'll keep probably doing it till I'm 70. How about that?
You got time.
I got 10 more years.
And it's 70. Maybe you go, I want to do it till I'm 75.
I could keep doing it.
Just be careful on the stairs.
I really take my time on the stairs. Maybe the new owner will get that elevator going for me.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? It's like, yeah. I won't keep doing it if you put in an elevator for me.
Exactly.
Now, what's the best way to get information about the tours and the hospital and everything? Is that the ColfaxHauntedHospital.com page?
Yeah. Just go to that. We have all of our tours posted for the whole year right now. And you can just go on there and it goes each month at a time and it'll show you what we have. I always tell people too, if you want to do a private investigation and I only have like a 3-hour private posted on a Wednesday, people just call me and they're like, oh, we want a 6-hour one. I just change it. I just like these, like yesterday, somebody called me and they're in Montana right now. And they said, we're going to be in your town on Saturday. Can you switch it to a 3-hour tour? I go, absolutely. So I did. So I am super flexible and I always try to work around and help people out.
Because I just think it would be really fun. I was just looking because my sister moved to Oregon. So I just Googled it to see how far apart. It's 6 hours. So that's not bad. Yeah. That would be fun. Like, you could stop on the way.
Last year, we went to the Oregon Ghost Conference in Seaside, Oregon, which is the funnest thing I've ever done. And we set up as a vendor. And just from going to that, and that's like for us, like a 10-hour drive to get to Seaside, Oregon, because it's on the coast. Just from going to that and being a vendor, we talked and met so many cool people. And I got 11 private tours out of just going to that conference. And so last year, we had so many people from Oregon come. It was so fun. And it's not that far. So, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll put a link to the website on the show notes so people can really easily just click on that. But this was such a wonderful conversation.
Thank you for talking to me. I love it.
And that wraps up our conversation with Val Gregory about St. Ignatius Hospital. For more information, visit their website at ColfaxHauntedHospital.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
There's a time and a place for filet-o-fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.